Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. Today I want to talk about something that makes a lot of people uncomfortable, but it's a conversation we absolutely need to have. Your retirement should not depend on the market showing up every single year. Now, that doesn't mean the market is bad. It doesn't mean you shouldn't invest. It doesn't mean growth isn't important. But if your retirement income plan only works when the S&P 500 cooperates, you don't have a retirement plan. You have a hope strategy. And hope is not a financial plan. Over the years, I've found that many successful savers enter retirement still thinking like accumulators. They've done a wonderful job building wealth, but they haven't shifted from accumulation thinking to income thinking, and that shift changes everything. When you're working, the strategy is simple. Contribute consistently, invest for growth, ride out volatility, don't panic during downturns, and keep your time horizon long. That works beautifully in accumulation. But retirement introduces something new, withdrawals. And withdrawals change the math. When you're no longer contributing, when you're pulling money out instead of putting money in, volatility hits differently. This is where something called sequence of returns risk comes into play. You can have the exact same average return over 20 years and two very different outcomes, depending on when the downturns occur. If negative returns happen early in retirement while you're taking withdrawals, the damage can compound. You're selling assets while they're down. You're locking in losses, and you may never fully recover. That's not theory, that's math, which is why retirement shouldn't depend entirely on market performance. Let me give you a simple example. Let's say a couple retires with $2 million invested. They need $100,000 per year to live comfortably. If markets are strong in the first 5 years, they feel confident. But if we hit a 20 to 30% downturn in year one or two, and they're withdrawing $100,000 annually, now we have pressure. Not because the market won't eventually recover, but because the withdrawals amplify the decline. The portfolio has less capital left to rebound. That's fragility. And most retirement plans don't address fragility. They assume long-term averages will save the day. But averages don't protect cash flow. Structure protects cash flow. Just like a business needs recurring revenue, a retiree needs structured income. If you listen to my other show, The Owner's Playbook, we recently talked about recurring revenue, predictable income that reduces risk. Retirement is no different. Predictability creates peace of mind. The question becomes, how much of your retirement income is predictable? How much is contractually guaranteed? How much is exposed to market volatility? I'm not suggesting everything should be guaranteed, but I am suggesting your essential expenses should not depend on market optimism. Housing, utilities, food, insurance, healthcare, those should not fluctuate with Wall Street. Growth can fund lifestyle upgrades. Predictability should fund necessities. One of the frameworks I use is income layering. Instead of relying on one source, usually investments, we create tiers. For example, layer one, guaranteed income. That could be Social Security, pensions, and possibly certain insurance-based income products. Layer two, structured, lower volatility income. Bond ladders, dividend portfolios, fixed income allocations. And then layer three, growth assets, equities, alternative investments, long-term appreciation vehicles. When properly structured, your baseline expenses are covered by predictable income. Market volatility then becomes less emotionally disruptive. You're not watching the Dow Jones wondering if you can pay the electric bill. You've separated survival from growth. That changes how you experience retirement. Here's something we don't talk about enough. Retirement stress often isn't about math. It's about uncertainty. When your income depends entirely on portfolio performance, you become emotionally tied to daily headlines. You check accounts too often, you lose sleep during downturns, you hesitate to travel or gift to grandchildren when markets dip. That's not abundant retirement, that's reactive retirement. And you worked too hard for that. Structure allows you to live. Volatility becomes background noise instead of existential threat. There's another layer most people forget, taxes. You may have done an excellent job accumulating wealth in pre-tax accounts, IRAs, 401ks, deferred compensation, but those accounts are not entirely yours. They're partially owned by the IRS. Uncle Sam is your partner. When required minimum distributions begin, taxable income increases. If not structured properly, that can push you into higher tax brackets, trigger IRMA surcharges on Medicare, increase taxation on Social Security, and reduce net spendable income. So even if markets cooperate, taxes can erode income predictability, which is why retirement planning isn't just about investment returns. It's about after-tax income. The number that hits your checking account, that's what funds lifestyle. Many retirees say, you know, I feel good, we have a healthy account balance. But account balance is not income strategy. A $3 million portfolio without withdrawal structure can feel just as stressful as a $1.5 million portfolio with intentional layering. Confidence comes from clarity. Clarity comes from structure. Structure creates confidence. Notice the pattern? Whether we're talking about business or retirement, predictability reduces risk. Here's a simple question to ask yourself. If markets drop 25% next year, would your retirement lifestyle change? If the answer is yes, your plan may be too dependent on growth. If the answer is no, you likely have structure. This isn't about pessimism. It's about preparation. Markets will fluctuate. They always have. They always will. The question is whether your income fluctuates with them. When moving from accumulation to distribution, retirement requires a mental shift. You're no longer building the pile. You're drawing from it. That requires withdrawal sequencing strategy, tax coordination, risk alignment, income layering, ongoing review. It's not set it and forget it. It's navigate and adjust, which is why I use the Navigator framework. We help navigate the financial sea so you can get on with living. Because when income is structured properly, you stop worrying about the storms. Abundant retirement isn't about having the biggest portfolio. It's about having the most peace. Peace comes from knowing your essential income is covered, understanding your tax exposure, aligning risk with time horizon, planning for healthcare, protecting legacy. It's holistic, it's coordinated, it's proactive, and it doesn't depend on the market showing up every single year. Let me leave you with this. The market is a powerful wealth-building tool, but it is not a retirement income plan. Hope is not a distribution strategy. If your retirement lifestyle rises and falls with the S&P 500, it may be time to revisit your structure. Because retirement shouldn't feel fragile, it should feel free. In our next episode, we're going to talk about another hidden risk, the danger of set it and forget it retirement plans, and how complacency can quietly erode your long-term security. Until then, remember, abundant retirement isn't about predicting the future. It's about preparing for it. This is Navigating Abundant Retirement, and we'll keep charting the course together. Thanks for joining me again this week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.